Kenny, what are the sort of logistical problems for a football manager of two games in less than 48 hours?
No, looking forward to the games, definitely. There's no real problems, I don't think. And you know, we have a fully fit squad. We're desperate to get over the last couple of results, which have been very disappointing. At Sheffield Wednesday and Leeds, where by the end of the game, although we took the lead in both games, both sides dominated us and had more chances and did enough to win the game. So you know, we want to bounce back from that. We certainly want to be better defensively, while retaining some of our good football and the ability to score goals.
The words you've just said, there were similarities between the two games. On reflection, why did those things happen? Why did you start so well and then, when there were setbacks, as there were in both games, why did things go downhill quite so sharply?
Yeah, some decision-making just wasn't quite right. We gave poor goals away in both games and looked quite frail as a unit defensively. Now, I wouldn't just say that's the defenders. I would think that's right the way through the team, and it's something that we have to address. And you know, we've had that at different stages of the season, but felt we'd come through it and were reasonably solid. But in the last two games, we've looked pretty frail and easy to play against. And that's something that has to stop now. It's, you know, it's been a factor, because in both the two games that we've just played, Leeds and Sheffield, we've had good starts. We've gone 1-0 ahead. And then certain decisions, certain situations have just led to us struggling, giving poor goals away. And then you can see some confidence going out of the players.
Yes, and that really comes to the point I was going to get to. It has to stop, as you say. How do you stop it if it is just a confidence thing and maybe a lack of experience thing, arguably? How do you stop that?
Well, it's confidence is hard earned, so you have to work very, very hard, both on the training ground, be honest with where you are in terms of a side, and then go again and make sure that you come through it. Now, we have an opportunity. There's always the next game in football. So we have the next game coming up with Reading, quickly followed by Charlton, that we have to concentrate on, address our problems and come out the other side fighting.
You set it out quite clearly when we spoke after the game on Sunday that there was a need for, and I think your phrase was, we need outside help, experienced help. Is that a change of direction from the club? Because we know very clearly that the club's ambition is to develop its young players, which has been done with quite a bit of success. But what you were calling for seemed like a change of policy, or a call for a change of policy. Is that the case?
Well, it was actually an assessment of where the team is,
yes,
rather than a club policy. You know, we're talking about that particular game, certainly run of games recently. Overall, then you do then talk about your season as a whole as well. So, you know, it comes in that order. So it was more a reflection of where I feel the team is. And, you know, we have a lot of, you know, very good prospects at the club. But obviously there's always a balance needed. Now, if those young players are okay on their own and that they can keep coming through from our under-21 system and then do it all together, that's fine. But, you know, if at some stage you need to add some experience to pull that together, then that assessment has to be made along the way. And that's where I feel we are now, just going into the January window.
Right, I understand that, but that's not something that you yourself can put right on your own. It's what, you know, if you diagnose the problem as being we've got the wrong formation or the wrong tactics of some kind, you can fix that, you can change it. If the diagnosis is we need more experienced players, that's not something you can change on your own, is it?
Oh no, it never is. I mean, obviously the board of directors, the people that I work for, you know, want success as well. So, you know, recognise the problems, where we need to go in terms of improving in the future, and, you know, most importantly, for us all to be successful.
Which brings me to the point, Kenny, of do they recognise it?
Yes, definitely, they do definitely recognise it, yeah.
So, obviously, you can't do anything until January the 1st, but plans must be in place to go down that route to do something.
Yes, if possible, definitely. Yeah. You know, obviously the club is up for sale,
of course.
So that is a factor. But you know, my comments and my identification of where we need to improve is, you know, is obviously working off the games that we have and you know, speaking and acting honestly and accordingly.
But it's difficult because you're the guy who's there. You're the guy who's there in front of you. You're going to take the flak on the day if it goes wrong, and you're the fellow who fronts up to us after every game. So that sort of message comes initially from you. It has to be seen for the club are going to act in the way that you have suggested.
And I'm sure they will. Yeah. There is no doubt that we're on the same page and want the same thing, which is success, and to try to bring in some players in January to try to help the players that we have, is something that we're all focused on.
Okay, Michael Zairo, I read about a lot. Is he going to be one of them?
Michael Zairo is having his medical at the moment. We have a deal agreed with Legia Warsaw. And, he's undergoing a medical here. Obviously, that will be kicking in at the start of January. But he is going through that process, and we'll be in and around the club, subject, obviously, to today's medical, from next week.
Indeed, and hopefully that goes well. What do you like about him?
I like his power. I like the fact that he's 23 years old. He's a Polish international. He's 6'3". He can play in any of the attacking positions, and is left-footed. So does bring a balance and a complement to the players that we have.
Oh, there's quite a few things there, because you like that versatility, don't you? Remember, we've talked about players coming in the past. If they can offer you a range of things playing these different positions, that increases your options by definition.
Very much so, and he is an attacking player, and that's the thing. And as I said, with a good, strong physique, And bring some power to our front line. And as I said, being left-footed as well, it's something that we're quite short of up there.
Now, for the players you've got to be ready for Boxing Day, how are they looking at the moment? Are you going to get any of the injured players back?
No, very doubtful that that's the case. And it will be the same, exactly the same group. We'll be determined to, first off, stem the goals. That's very important. And make sure that we put on a competitive performance that... we can follow up some good spells that we have, and in our last home game against Leeds, where 30 somewhere between 30 and 40 minutes, we looked a very good side and played very well, and then from there fell away. Well, we need to replicate that period, but sustain it for 95 minutes, and certainly then in terms of the spells where. The opposition are on top, which does come, and it comes in every game. Of those particular spells, we must make sure that we're not easy to give chances away and don't give away such poor goals.
And how are the players? We had James Henry in here a little while ago, and he spoke very intelligently about the players are very clear about what's got to be done. He's obviously one of the more seasoned players these days at a relatively young age. How are they? Are they coping with this? Because they must be upset with it.
Yeah, definitely. They'll be upset with the last two games and the overall league position. They'll be desperate to work up the league. But there is no divine right in football either. You have to earn everything that you get. And you can have spells in different stages of the season. And there is a determination within the dressing room to put things right.